By this point, the events at 284 Green Street in Enfield, London, had been continuing at quite a low-key level for just over a month, with the introduction of two full-time investigators from the Society of Psychical Research, however. Documented disturbances were about to take a turn for the worse. This is Dark Histories, where the facts are worse than fiction. By October, the moving and throwing of objects had now been continuing for some weeks. Soft furnishings, cutlery, and any household object that wasn't nailed down had become the focus of the disturbances and were routinely disrupting various rooms in the house. On one night, the investigators cleared all objects that could be moved from Janet's room as a sort of experiment. Guy Leon Playfair reported that after some time, they heard a tremendous vibrating noise coming from the now empty room. It was as if someone was drilling a great big hole, he said. He went to the room to find the fireplace torn out from the wall. It was one of those old Victorian cast iron fires that must have weighed 60 pounds. The children couldn't have ripped it out of the wall, but in any case, they weren't there. The pipes to supply the fireplace had been ripped clean in half. Although Maurice Gross and Guy Leon Playfair were convinced by this point, many members of the Society for Psychical Research were not so quick to believe. Many thought it was simply the girls playing tricks to gain attention. In later years, Janet admitted to sometimes messing about, but claims that they only played small trick, and none of the major events were hoaxes. Indeed, Maurice Gross had said at the time, explaining that at times the girls would play up to the events, but were always simple tricks and always caught out quickly. By November, Maurice Gross had noted that the knocking sounds around the house had seemed to become intelligent and decided to ask it questions. They started simply requesting the perpetrator to knock once for no, twice for yes. Upon asking if it was dead, it replied by knocking 53 times. As November passed, Janet's behaviour was getting more and more erratic, and at times she had become very unsettled. The words possession were not used, but Maurice Gross went as far as to say that she seemed to be taken over. On the night of November the 26th, a doctor had to be called to the house due to Janet's wild behaviour and injected her with 10 milligrams of Valium. This was enough to put Janet to sleep. However, half an hour later, the investigators heard a loud crash coming from upstairs, and upon checking on the girls, found Janet on top of a dresser, still asleep, kneeling on a wide clock radio. Apparently, she had been thrown 14 feet across the room. As part of the investigation, cameras were set up in the girls' room, which could be remotely operated and take bursts of photos every 4 seconds. The images documented from these cameras showed several strange happenings in the room. The first was a pillow appearing to twist around in midair, thrown by no one. The second was a curtain appearing to twist around by itself, although no windows were open. The most extreme photos, however, were apparently images of Janet herself levitating in the air, being thrown from her bed. Janet described the events as such. The levitation was scary because you didn't know where you were going to land. I remember a curtain being wound around my neck. I was screaming. I thought I was going to die. On December 10th of 1977, the intelligence of the disturbance progressed further, this time going as far as manifesting a voice. Janet began emitting a gravelly growling and barking sound along with whistles. The investigators theorized that if it could bark and whistle, could it perhaps talk? Through questioning, it gradually formed a voice, a low guttural growl with which the investigators would hold many conversations over the coming months. Janet described it as like someone standing behind me putting their hand on my neck. The investigators recorded the interviews with this voice, and one crucial recording, during an interview by both investigators, the voice refers to itself as a man by the name of Bill.
I want you to tell me whether you remember what happened to you when you died. Just before you died and just after you died.
Days before I died, I died. I went blind. Then I had an hemorrhage and I fell asleep and I died in a chair in the corner downstairs.
Months later, Gross was contacted by a man named Terry Wilkins. Terry's father had lived in the Hodgson's home prior to the family. He had, Terry confirmed, died of a hemorrhage in his favorite chair on the first floor. His father's name was Bill. The investigators claimed to have later put water in Janet's mouth and covered it with a strip of tape, though the voice still spoke. John Hasted, a physicist at London's Birkbeck College, carried out an experiment together with Adrian Forsin, a phonetics expert at University College London. Tests with a laryngograph indicated that the voice was using Janet's false vocal folds, not by the larynx as in usual speech. If a person was to talk using their false vocal folds for any period of time, they would usually suffer from a sore throat at best, with the danger of long-term injury very real. Janet, however, would talk to investigators in this voice for hours on end, and later, upon returning to her normal voice, would suffer no adverse effect at all. The disturbances continued in much the same vein until in July 1978, Janet was admitted to Maudsley Hospital for extensive psychiatric testing. 2 months later, she was given a clean bill of health with no signs of Tourette's or epilepsy or any other illness which could partially explain some of the events from the past months. Upon her return home, the disturbances seemed to calm down. Almost as quickly as they had begun, the strange happenings of the Hodgson family had finally ceased. Today, 40 years on, the Enfield case remains as Britain's most famous haunting, and though it has had extensive criticism, has never been fully debunked. Thanks for listening. Please like, subscribe, and sleep tight.